Praise
All
the
right.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Okay. Now, got that. Now, I told my daughter to call in on the conference line.
Oh, man. And then you're going to have a service. Might as well. In Jesus' name. Speak the word.
Glory.
Yeah, did you dial the, okay, says she dialed, go in your room, she says she dialed the conference number,
mm-hmm.
but I can't hear her. If she called the guest number, guest calling number.
Oh, maybe. Okay, so that's why we're testing stuff. Let's see. Let me see the other conference line number, because the other number had the two.
Yeah, the 563-999-3511.
Let me look it up. I know you have it. Oh, I can't find it. It's the first one. It was like I don't know it. It was it had two numbers. You had the number, then you had the long number pound, and then you were connected.
Oh yeah, I put that in. Yeah, I did all of that. But I told her to dial the conference line.
Mhm.
And that's what she dialed. Did you dial the 1-609-663-0615?
What about the other conference line? What about the first, the original one?
Okay, this is the Radio 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're on Radio 5. Yeah, because you're live on the air now. You're live on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that worked, but I don't know about it. It's Cheryl, call this other number, the other number that I gave you. Are you on, Cheryl?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, yeah. So she dialed the guest call-in number, the 563-999, not the conference line.
We got to figure out why the conference line isn't working. We got to get the conference line because everyone can call. You can have up to 1,000 people to call into the conference line, and you don't have to merge with everybody else. You know, but you have to merge. Like when you call the radio line, you know, and you're in the radio, you have to call the conference line and merge it so that they can hear.
Yeah.
They'll be on both. Radio, but they're on the conference side. So we could do another test another day. I know you guys are, it's late, but you know the radio works, so that one is good. The guest call-in is just for them to listen, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're just be listening to you as you speak. And remember just not to hang up, you know, no matter what goes down, just keep on bringing the word, and then when you do hang up, when your time is up, it does a countdown. If it does a countdown, if it doesn't, when you're finished, the Holy Spirit's finished speaking, you hang up, and that show is done. I did send you the other one, the first one, so you can listen to see if it did take. Also, the first one for today. Yeah, I sent that. I sent you that link. And we'll try the conference line. I'll see if I can, next time I'll see if I can open up my laptop and open up the lines, because maybe it has to be, the lines have to be open. I have to set it for it to automatically be opened. Maybe that's why she can hear you and you can hear her. So I'll probably have to set it up, the conference side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll do that.
Okay.
Work on that. I'll work on that maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow
okay,
night.
Okay, well. Yes, we want to sign up too for the honorary doctrine. me and my daughter Cynthia. And I think my daughter Cheryl wants to come as a guest.
Oh, awesome, 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 awesome. We just got yesterday, Miss, I believe I shared it with you, Ms. Cobbs. She said yes. I think I shared it with you last night.
Yes.
I don't know if I told you about it when I was on the phone with you, but she said yes. We got that email from her manager. And I was sharing with Pastor Hameen tonight that we'll need, if it can bring the ticket price down for the concert low enough so everybody will be able to, it won't be hurtful. We will have to sell about 6,500 tickets, which is doable. Mm-hmm. And I bring it down, the price down to $49 per ticket. And that will cover everything because, you know, you're talking about raising $300,000, right, for everything that's there, right? And that way then the honorees won't have to have that high $350 price tag because, you still have to do the lodging and, travel and all that other stuff.
Yes.
But the travel with the Amtrak is $50 anywhere in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'd take that, but you have to register now or something. I was when the apostle was telling me, but I don't know because I didn't call Amtrak yet. But I got a phone call about it. But that's not bad. Amtrak is pretty decent. It's a pretty long ride, but it's comfortable.
How about the rooms? How much are the rooms per night?
I reserved the rooms there. It varies from depend on what you want. If you want
the double bed,
and the couch being beds and things like that. Because they have studios, they have suites, and they have the king size, and they have queens and everything. They have different things. And then they have other lodges that are outside of the Marriott, that is not as expensive because that's a five-star hotel. I think it's five-star. Yeah, I think they're up there. But there's other things that are around. But it's in walking distance for everything in the mall. You can see all of the history, it's right there by the Capitol.
Yeah.
It's right there, by where everything is happening. Everybody marching on DC. It's right there. Yeah. So you can make a field trip of it as well. But, if I can get, as I was talking to Pastor Hameen, we're still live on the air. I can hang up. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Amen. Well, it's recorded. I'll call you back.